Okay, so today is April 3rd, 2019, and we are going to do an extension lesson today. Let me get it out. And the first recording did not take, so we're just doing it again. And got all the memory resolved. So there's tons of memory. So it's lesson number 31 called Lifting and Thought on the Stomach. So we're going to start on our backs. And what's really great about this lesson, which we haven't done in quite some time, is to draw awareness and attention to the power of your thought. And that truly everything does start in your thought and then shifts to movement. So we'll be going back and forth with that today. But for right now, you're taking some time to observe how you're lying on the floor. And in particular, really paying attention right now to your shoulder blades and your pelvis. And then what lies in between that is your spine. And observing, sensing the contact that you're making with the floor with those four points, and then how you sense your spine. And then rolling your head to the left and to the right. Noticing and observing the rolling of your head to each side. And then lastly, bringing some attention onto your breath and your breathing. Okay, so you're going to roll over onto your stomach. And once on your stomach, your forehead's going to be down. Your arms are going to be long on the floor above you. So that means both palms will be in contact with the floor. And then your legs are as long as well. Slightly spread with your legs, just slightly. And what's really great about this lesson is it is an opportunity for the top of your feet to open up. So if this is a little bit uncomfortable, be aware of that. And it's really important for the top of the feet to open up for your ankles and for your appropriate walking, standing, transitioning in space. So in saying that, you're now going to bring your attention to your right arm. And you're going to think about lengthening your right arm and then lifting. And so again, start in thought. First, think it first, and then you can go ahead and do it. Where you lengthen first the arm and then it lifts. And just a little lift. So let's keep it just close to like an inch or so. And just feel how your right shoulder blade moves along your back. And then most importantly with this movement and all the movements in this lesson, hence the title, is that your extensors are firing. So you feel this along your spine. The moment you start to reach and raise this right arm, extensors on your back. That's it. And then pause for a moment with the right arm and let's go to the right leg. And again, it's a lengthening and then lift. And so the lifting is occurring in the hip, not at the knee. And see if you stay centered with the movement, or is there a tendency to tip or roll? If anything, the shift should be more to the left than the right, but you might be rolling a little to the right, so becoming aware of that. And when we continue, as we continue with these lifts and lowering, see if you can make them smooth so you lift and kind of have a little pause and then you lower, try not to drop, you know, so not making the lifting and lowering equal in time. Okay, and then pause with your leg, and we're going to go back up to your arm, and this time with your right arm, you're going to add in just bringing your forehead away from the floor at the same time. So it's a lengthening with the arm and then engaging the forehead. So again, your forehead stays parallel towards the floor, but your head's lifting. And what is that change in your back with the involvement of your extensors? That's it. And then we're going to add in with the right arm and your head, your right leg. So these three parts. So if you feel like you do a slight, we'll say very slight tip to the left, right, that there's a little more pressure on the left side of the chest and stuff, that's fine. But just slight. As much as possible, you're firing the extensors along your spine so you're staying pretty centered. Excellent. And then you're going to stay on your stomach and just pause for a moment. And you're just going to continue thinking about what you just did in your mind, in your thought. Right, so just kind of recollecting, okay, I started with the right arm, and how do you see that in your thought doing that? We added in the head. How do you see that in your thought? And then lastly, adding in your leg. So during the time of examining things in your thought and mind, you know, I'll just give you the suggestion and then you give you that time to be in your mind and thought. And then you're going to continue in your mind and thought, shifting to the left side. So we're going to start on the left side with your mind and thought. So just imagine first the lengthening and lifting of the left arm. And if there's any difference in how you perceive that, since you haven't done the motion yet, or does it show up in your mind and thought the same way? And then seeing the combination of the left arm and then lifting your forehead in your mind and thought. And then adding in the left leg. And then seeing yourself lift all three together. And now that you've taken the time to have it in your mind and thought, go ahead and begin just with the left arm. So again, it's a reaching and then a slight lift, just an inch or so, not a huge lift. But how does it show up now after you've imagined it? What's the experience of your left arm? Is it heavier? Is it lighter? How you feel the involvement of your extensors in your back and between your shoulder blades with your left arm? Adding in your forehead. And again, is there a part of you that wants to tip? Do you stay pretty centered or do you go slightly over to the right? What's real important is that you're not going to the left, because if we're lifting the left, doesn't make sense to want to roll to the left. But some of us, that's what we do, and there's a reason for that. And then add in the left leg. And again, it's a big question. Do you roll to that side or do you stay more in the center or do you go just slightly over to the right? So examining, it's how you evoke these extensors in your back to lift the left arm, the head, and your left leg. Great. Okay, let's roll to your back and take a little break. Checking in with the contact that you make, or perhaps it's lack of contact. So one of the things that happens, and this is just a really important observation, is that with extension, you may feel lighter, less of you touching, right? And somehow we equate, if more of us is touching on the floor, that's a good thing. And so I'm just going to pose in this lesson that that doesn't necessarily have meaning. It just depends on what in the lesson is being activated. So sometimes having less contact, because we're using the extensors, is a really good thing. You feel lighter. Okay, let's roll back over. Same position. Arms long above your head. Your forehead is on the floor. The legs are long. This is a great lesson, again, for opening the top of the feet and ankles. So the legs are slightly spread. There you go. Arms are long. And now, let's see what it's like lifting both arms. So you reach and both arms. And feel, again, the extensors immediately in the upper back. So how do you organize yourself to do just the two arms? Is there a difference between one shoulder blade and the other, or does it feel more even when you do them together? And then add in your head, your forehead with the two arms, right? So that's a lot of work. So the minute you add your head in, notice that the workload changes to the lower back, right? And if you take the head out of it, you'll see that the workload's higher up, right? So to lift your head, right, this is what a baby learns very early on. It comes from the lower back extensors. That's why they're so important. That's it. And then you can even try maybe just a couple times here, once or twice, just your head by itself. right? Leaving the arms. Remember, don't tilt the head, just lift it straight up. So you don't look towards the front of the room. You keep your head parallel, but you just lift it there. And the moment you lift your head, you should feel the lower back and glutes engage. And now add the arms back in. Good. Now, pause with the arms and the head, and you're going to try just both legs at the same time. So again, the workload goes to the glutes and then the lower back. So the glutes, buttocks, immediately. So again, you're just really examining in this lesson the firing of extensors. Beautiful. Great. Now let's try all. So legs, arms, and head. And probably with lifting these five parts, it feels pretty evenly distributed, or maybe not. The workload from the buttocks up to the upper back area. But maybe not with you. So see, is there one area working more than the other, or is it fairly even? Do you stay centered lifting all these parts, or are you tipping still to one side? Let it go. Imagine for a moment before we go to your back, imagine continuing the movement, but in your thought. So how does it show up in your mind and your thought? Roll over onto your back. Take a rest. Notice again how you're resting on your back. What's changed? What's different? And let's go back over onto your stomach. Same position, arms long on the floor, legs long, forehead down. And this time we'll start with your thought. So you're going to imagine a diagonal. So you're going to just start in your mind. We're going to do the right arm with your head and the left leg. So just imagine in your thought, these three parts lifting together. First, there's the length, then the lift, and then lowering them back down. And how do you see it in your thought, in your mind? Does it show up easy? And then go ahead and orchestrate the movement so that the arm, the right arm, the left leg, and your head simultaneously lift together, right? So it should keep, beautiful Dave, should keep the distribution of weight right in the center of you. But if it's not, it's a good time to ask yourself why. Right? Do you do more? Do you fire more extensors with the arm than the leg? So you roll a little bit to the left pelvis, right? So even you just examining that in your mind and your thought creates a shift that it gets more even. That's it. Beautiful. And Pause. And now again, we're going to start with your mind and thought going to the left arm, head, and right leg, the other diagonal. And again, how does it show up in your head, in your thought? The ease, or does this side somehow in your mind feel a little more different or challenging? Can you see all three parts lifting simultaneously at the same time? And then from your thought, begin to organize yourself to lift, to reach with the left arm, the right leg, lift, and your forehead, and that they're all orchestrated at the same time. And how is this diagonal for you? More familiar, less familiar, lighter, heavier? And if you're not sure and you want to go back and try the right arm to left leg, you can begin to alternate one diagonal and compare it to the other to see what's different. How do you organize the extensors? Does one glute muscle clench quicker or tighter than the other? Do you have to think more with one diagonal? Yes, and that's what we're going to get to, what Dave just did. So now go to, what about lifting all five components again? Right, so how is that? Can you find the ease and then pause? Again, lowering, not dropping yourself back to the ground. And then I'm just going to give you a little bit more time here on your own to explore the different options. So lifting everything, maybe just trying the legs together, then just the arms together, one diagonal, the other diagonal, fitting the head in, leaving the head out. So allowing you just a couple minutes here to explore these different variations for yourself in the way that you would like to explore them. And to ask whatever questions you have about how you're experiencing your extensors. Because every person is different. And so it's just having this little time for you to explore in the way that you would like to explore. And recognizing which of the movements that you know you really like, that is really enjoyable. Or over time, are several of the variations becoming enjoyable? But finding that out for yourself. What is your favorite movement and why? Is it because of lightness, because of ease? Doing one entire side, compare it to the other, right? All the different variations. Nice. And then before we roll over, just pause on your stomach for another moment And in your mind, just take yourself through what we just did. More like a recollecting. The experience that you felt firing your extensors. And then go ahead and roll onto your back to rest. And then once on your back, observing and noticing again the contact, but it may be the lightness of the contact, right? Maybe there's a feeling of this nice long arc happening. Gently and slowly roll your head to the right and left. See how that feels. And then in a moment, you're going to take your time to roll to one of your sides. Come to sitting, come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from doing all this extensor work.